Welcome back to Agent Investor, inspiring stories of active agents investing in real estate and building passive income. In a business where potential deals are all around you, why not leverage your skills to invest for yourself, your family, and your future? And now, let's jump into the latest episode of Agent Investor.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Agent Investor podcast. I'm your host, Tom Caffarella. Agent Investor is the only brand that helps real estate agents get off the real estate roller coaster by investing in real estate. If you're like me, you are an agent running around with clients nights, weekends, and not really having the freedom that you thought you were going to get when you first started as a real estate agent. And if you were like me, even though you were constantly busy, you probably weren't getting the financial rewards that you were hoping to get. And if that resonates with you and you believe that investing in real estate is the path towards financial freedom, you've come to the right place. On the show, we always have a saying, sales will make you a living, investing will make you wealthy. I've got a really great guest on today, Ricky Carruth. We always talk on this show that in order to find killer investment deals, you've got to either spend time or money. And when we talk about money, we talk about things like mailers and radio and TV and billboards and pay-per-click and all that good stuff, which only a small percentage of agents can actually do. And again, if you're like me and you're starting and you had no marketing budget, you've got to put sweat equity into finding deals. Now, if you haven't heard about Ricky and his group Zero to Diamond, you may be living under a rock because probably every single week, something pops up that he's related to, whether it's his group, a podcast, a training, or whatnot. And I don't even know for how many years, but for a long while, he's been coaching agents completely for free on how to do the uncomfortable things in order to find sellers that want to sell their property. And if you're not in his Facebook group, I would highly recommend that you check it out at Zero to Diamond Agents. And I think he's up to somewhere near 40,000 agents at this point. But again, if you're an agent that wants to go out there and find sellers and you don't have a marketing budget, this is going to be the exact show that you need to listen to. So Ricky, thank you very much for taking the time to jump onto the show.
Oh yeah, man. Good to be here. I'm excited.
Can you give us a little bit for those who are listening that don't know you, a little bit about your background story, about like how you got into real estate, and then obviously transition that into kind of like what you're doing today?
Yeah, and I'll be very brief because I know people want to kind of know how they can apply this stuff to their business. But I've been doing this for 21 years. I got in real estate when I was 20. It was 2002. I made a lot of money really quickly, lost it all in the crash, went back to roofing houses, worked on an oil rig for a while, served tables, got back in real estate in 2008. And then I took everything I learned to be number one. I was the number one REMAX agent in Alabama for a long time. Sold 100 properties a year. I'm still selling 100 properties a year. First year was 2014. So running close to a decade now of 100 deals a year on the agent side. And then in 2016-17, I decided to write a couple books about, you know, my unique way of selling. The books took off. I started coaching, I started speaking, started writing, started creating content. So I've been doing that for 6 years now. This point where I'm right this second, I travel 3 times a month to speak to agents all over the country. I've taken a step out of production. Dad handles more of the day-to-day listings and sales. And I'm just basically a full-time business development, content creator, media company. So that's kind of where I'm at, just analyzing the market a lot, understanding the ebbs and flows of the cycles, and trying to help agents through the ever-changing markets.
So you mentioning all of that, your unique way. Mm-hmm. So let's delve into that a little bit. Like, what did you do to get to 100 plus sales per year and keep it there consistently for over a decade?
I think the first thing is to understand that when you're talking to a prospect, you should literally not care if they buy or sell or not, right? I think that's step one. When you take the transaction out of the equation and focus more on why this person is trying to do whatever it is they're trying to do, regardless if it's to buy or sell today or 2 years from now or whatever, is to really get to the center of that, right? Really all the you know, sales tips and trainings and stuff, theories and philosophies and all that that I go by, really all really quite opposite of mainstream coaching and training.
Yeah.
You know, most mainstream training and coaching and training will have you trying to handle objections and get contracts signed. You know,
it's actually kind of crazy. And I've had people, I've got a real estate brokerage of over 350 agents, and I've had people come through here and sometimes, you know, walking through the halls, listening to the calls, and they literally think in their head sometimes that like there's an answer to everything that somebody says that's going to convince them, like the objections and rebuttals, where it's like somebody, it doesn't make sense for somebody to do what you're trying to make them do. But if you have the right response, that's going to change things. And it's actually kind of even mind-boggling that that has almost been developed as kind of the norm in the industry, because it doesn't really make a lot of sense. Like, what would you say to even like why that has even developed?
We've just kind of been brainwashed. Agents are desperate, you know, and so they'll do anything. And so you've got these coaches who basically, you know, have built massive businesses on the back of agents who, you know, may or may not make it in the industry. Now, these coaches have had some of these agents go on to be number ones in their market. Same with me. You know, I've had a lot of agents come in that never make it, quit the business. And I've had some of them that come and become number ones in their office, number ones for their brokerage in the States and stuff like that. I think that everything works. It's just a matter of what works best for you. There's coaches and trainers who say, oh, you know, whenever you start just letting the client basically dictate how the deal is going to go, or oh, whatever you want, Mr. Client, you know, they'll tell you that's really bad. That's a really bad strategy. And I'm just complete opposite. You know, like I want to know what it is exactly my client is trying to do, you know, what they want to do, when they want to do it, why they want to do it, so that I can help them do it. So I'm more in the service side of the industry than I am the sales side of the industry. I think the industry overall is a service industry, not a sales industry. But, you know, we've just kind of been backed into this mainstream. I don't know how we got here, honestly. Backed into this mainstream philosophy that we are in sales, you know?
Yeah, I know. And it's just interesting because, like, as you say this stuff, it sounds so obvious. And, you know, I've experienced this a lot, you know, in my business as well with different various sales things. I think that's the part, you know, going into kind of like what you help people with. When somebody has a script in front of them and they have objections and rebuttals in front of them, and they think that that's what they have to do, that probably creates more anxiety than anything else about doing some of the contacts, because you're automatically going into like, hey, this is not how you were taught to be as a human, but in order to make money, you have to do these things that you probably know instinctually, like, don't make a lot of sense. And then I see a lot of agents, they try to do it that way. It doesn't feel natural. And then they, like you said, do they either quit the business or they find a way around it? Like, there's obviously a lot of other ways to kind of get business other than just making phone calls and handling objections and rebuttals. But
the thing is that those mainstream handle objections, scripts and all that stuff, you're right. What it does is it takes people out of who they are. Instead of articulating who you are as this person who really cares, works hard, you know, is dependable, consistent, honest, all those things, you're kind of articulating a completely different person. Hey, I'm just here to do a deal. I just want the listing. I'm just trying to make money, as opposed to I'm just trying to help you. And that's what creates the anxiety, and that's what creates the disconnect between you and your business, because a lot of new agents come into the business, they don't make it, right? And they work really hard, you know, and at the end of the day, 8 months in, you know, they're like, why can't I do this? I'm doing everything my broker, my coach told me to do, you know, why can't I make this happen? And the problem is the disconnect between their communication of articulating who they really are versus who they're trying to be because their coach or broker kind of said, this is how you need to be if you want to sell real estate. Right. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
I think inherent in a lot of what you said and kind of going into the conversations that way is having some patience to being successful. Because when you're, I think sometimes when you're going into a call thinking you're going to have the rebuttal to the objection, you may be thinking in your head, like, I can get this person to sell today or buy today and I can make money today, versus the way that you're going into it being like, hey, I'm developing a relationship and I'm not trying to get you to do anything faster than what you would normally be doing it. So how?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is like, they're going to buy or sell a piece of property.
Yep.
Right. That's 100%. So it comes down to who are they going to choose to represent them during that transaction? Probably going to be the one that's really digging in to understand what's going on behind the scenes in their life that's causing them to make this decision to buy or sell, who they feel like really care about their bigger goals over the transaction. The people don't wake up one day and say, I want to buy or sell a piece of property for no reason. There's something going on in their life. Their mom died. Their kids went to college. They got a job, lost a job, had a baby, whatever. Maybe mm-hmm. it's an investment property, this, that, or the other. I don't know because I haven't talked to them yet, but I have to find out what that deeper reason is before I can truly help them. And I would say 99% of agents don't do that or focus on the real why behind what their people are buying or selling. And therefore that makes me stand out, right? And that really shows them, hey, this person really cares. And I'm not doing it to camouflage the fact that I want to do a deal either. Mm. I literally don't care if they do a deal.
Let me stop you there. Cause like for somebody that is in the beginning phases that maybe needs money, how do you get yourself into that state of mind? And how do
by
you
getting a job?
Okay.
By having a job and having money coming in where your bills are taken care of until real estate takes off. Now here's the flip side of it, Tom. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying does not prolong your deals. Remember, this person is going to do a deal 100%. You can't make them do it any sooner than they're going to anyway.
Yep.
Right. Then it comes down to a matter of, are you talking to enough people? Because you're going to run into people who need to do a deal today. Right. So it becomes everybody's like quality, 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 because they're spending so much time on each client. And yep. they're really kind of hiding behind that excuse to not talk to more people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's like, no. At what point is it going to be about quantity? If you want large volume of sales, you have to have a large volume of clients.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing nothing in your business to build a large volume of clients, then you're never going to have a large volume of sales. So quality is great, but where's the quantity?
Mm.
You got to spend some time building the quantity of clients, you know, or you won't even have anybody to give quality to. Or you could be like one of these average agents who just do quality, 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 quality for 24 hours a day and never build a substantial database to really reach those upper echelons of success.
So let me just interject here for those of you who are thinking, you know, how this particularly relates to investing. So we talk, you know, each and every week, whether it's in our Facebook group or on the podcast, about how to find sellers that might want to consider a cash offer, an off-market deal. And we know that in 90 to 95% of the cases, sellers that you meet in their home are going to want to list the traditional way. Money's going to be the most important thing to them. And getting to Ricky's point about, you know, the volume of numbers, it is a volume of how many people that you can meet with. And you're going to bump into that 5 or 10% of all sellers who say, yeah, you know what? Money's not the most important thing to me right now. So getting back to, if you want to find investor deals, whether it's, you know, fix and flip homes or rental properties, and you want to get them at good prices, you've got to get out and have enough of these seller appointments. Now, again, in most cases, you're going to go out and you're going to end up taking a listing. So this is why the agent investor model works so well, because you're going to get a bunch of listings doing these things. And to Ricky's point with the volume, what would you say? I mean, I know it's depending upon what somebody wants to do, but if you're coaching somebody that says, hey, you know, I want to go all in, how many contacts are you making a day? What does that look like?
I don't know how many contacts you make, because, you know, if I'm going to make calls for 3 hours a day, say 9 to 12, I don't know day to day how many dials that's actually going to end up being. I may run into three people that talk for 45 minutes, right?
Yep.
And I dialed 100 numbers on a dialer versus the next day, average call time was 3 minutes and I dialed 300 numbers. So It's more for me how many hours you're dedicated to and that you make calls that whole time versus got to get this many dials in or have this many conversations. Cause I don't know each call session, you know, you may have a day where pickup rates are really bad. You may have a day where pickup rates are amazing. You may have a day where people want to talk your head off and you really don't know what those numbers are going to end up. What my goal is every day is to create five new friends with property owners every day. If I do that 250 working days a year for 5 years straight, that's 6,000 property owners that I've made friends with through verbal, voice to voice connection, got their email address, sending them a weekly email on the same day of the week forever. And my business is massive at that point, right? So it's a very simple way to, I say simple. I mean, the hard part is people will do this for a week or two or a month or two and then quit doing it. And sometimes it's because they do it and then they're so busy from the calls they made that they don't have time to make calls, which is a good thing. Yeah. But most of the time it's because they just fall off. It's a brutal business, man. Like, I don't sell the dream that this is very, very glamorous. You know, the dream I'll sell you is that if you work really hard for 3 to 5 years to build that database, you will be in a position where you don't have to prospect anymore. Your database will be so big that you're just working on repeats and referrals at that time. And they're not interviewing three agents. They're calling one agent, you, to do the deal, you know? Yep. So there is light at the end of the rainbow, you know, at the end of the tunnel, if in fact you can visualize that 3 to 5.
Hey everyone, this is Tom Caffarella. I want to quickly interrupt the podcast to, number one, thank all of my loyal listeners of the Agent Investor Podcast and tell you guys really quickly about an exciting event we have coming up. It's a 2-day event. It's called the Passive Income Real Estate Investor Event that you can find out more details at passiveincomeevent.com. We're going to be doing a 2-day training session teaching all of the agents and all of the investors at the event on how to achieve financial freedom through real estate. If you're like me and your goal is to not work 80, 100 hours a week grinding, selling real estate, flipping homes, definitely check out this event. We're going to teach you how to build a passive income portfolio so that you can retire, so that you can work when you want, how you want, and ultimately achieve financial freedom. So again, go to passiveincomeevent.com for more details. And we look forward to seeing you at the upcoming event. Yeah, but I think that's true of really anything that's worth doing, right? Like if there was a magic button to any of this stuff, I'd be selling the magic button and everybody would be hitting it, right?
Yep.
So there is almost no way around putting in blood, sweat, and tears, especially at the beginning. And as you said, there can be light at the end of the tunnel, which is, I think, what we're all looking for, right? We're at a certain place in our life. We want more, whatever that more is. It could be different for each person. We want a change. And in order to get that change, of course, we can't just keep doing the same things we've always been doing. We need to do some stuff that maybe other people aren't willing to do. How do you, or at least, what do you try to do to get people to see that there is a payoff and to get them to stay? I don't know if discipline is the right word or consistency to the results.
I can't make somebody be consistent or try to get them motivated or disciplined.
Right? I love it.
Yeah. I mean, you can't. That's on them, right? It's like my old coach said. He was like, if you wouldn't have hired me to be your coach, would you have still succeeded? Yeah, I would have. I would have still succeeded at the same level, right? You know, you can take agents and spend, you know, hours every day with them, right? And if they're not going to make it, it doesn't matter. If you spend hours every day with them, they're not going to make it. They're not going to do the stuff. They're not going to make it. On the flip side, you could spend hours a day with somebody who's going to be a future top producer, or not spend any time with them. You cannot spend any time with a future top producer. They're still going to be at future top producers. A lot of coaches and brokers and trainers kind of beat themselves up a little bit. Like they feel responsible for their agent's success, you know, when it comes to motivation, dedication, being disciplined, being consistent, knowing what they're supposed to do and all that stuff. But really at the end of the day, it's on them. You can't go make the calls for them. You can't go show the properties and work 8 hours and do all the stuff that they're supposed to do. That is, you can only show them what they need to do, and then it's up to them to do it. So I'm a big, and yeah, that's the one that's really, really cool thing about the scalability of my coaching program with it being for free is that, you know, agents can take it and go become number ones in their market, in their state, in their brokerage, whatever, but I can't go make them do it. They have to go do it. And on the flip side, it's right there. It doesn't cost a dime for the agents who, you know, are struggling or on their way out of the business. Hopefully it gives them a spark that they can, you know, continue in the business, you know?
So actually you've already had so many like interesting, I don't want to say contradictory, but against the grain kind of ways of doing things, because I've seen so many different coaching programs and platforms that they do everything, and even brokerages that they try to get people engaged. Hey, we're going to have like food at the office, come to the office, awards, this, that.
Yeah, you just can't make agents do anything. I mean, it's good to do that for camaraderie, for culture, for, you know, to let them know you're here to help. You know, that's important, you know, that they know that you're here to help. But, you know, I mean, I have agents who won't return my calls. You know, like I'm their coach, I'm helping them, and they won't even call me back or show up to a training session. You know,
I've had a similar thing, and that part to me blows my mind, because I remember when I first started, I would have done anything to be able to talk to somebody that was more successful than me. And, you know, sometimes it just doesn't go the other way around, which is almost shocking to me.
But back to your question just a minute ago. How do you show them or prove to them that there's light at the end of the tunnel? Look at how many other agents have done it. I mean, how many other agents are out there that are absolutely crushing it, you know, that are making seven figures, that, you know, are really doing the thing. So many of them. Yes, it's 0.001%, but we're talking about, you know, a small percentage of millions of agents.
Yeah. And, but, you know, on the flip side of that though, how many have you seen, or what percentage? I know this is going to be an impossible question to answer, but how many have you seen that have showed up every day, done the work, and then not been successful?
I've seen some. I've definitely seen some that actually work hard and want it really bad. The problem with those agents are they keep banging their head against the wall, doing the same stuff that's not working. I was on a group call yesterday, and one of the agents asked me how long do I give certain activities before I decide this is not worth it anymore? How long do I test out something before I say this is not working? Let's go try something else. You know, some agents, they'll beat it forever. I'm really quick. You know, if I don't see something pretty much the first, second time I do something, if I don't see some kind of positive movement, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I'm out of there, right? I have too many other things I have to put in place.
I get that. But for the audience listening, what would you say is like positive movement? Like, because I know that doesn't mean
Let's just say I'm making calls. I'm just calling random property owners, circle prospecting or something like that. If I call 100 people, and property owners that own the exact properties I want to sell, right? I dial 100 dials and I talk to 11 of them. That's super positive. Well, whether they cussed me out or got mad at me, or, you know, and two of them had great conversations, that's super, super positive. Like, because the name of the game is one-on-one interactions. You know, real estate is what I would refer to as a high ticket sales item. Okay. You're selling them a 6% of their own property to go out there and sell it for them. That's high ticket. Now, low ticket, retail, online sales, supplements, you know, you don't have to talk to anybody. They just see an ad, they click it, they buy it. You don't have to talk to anybody. But when you're selling, say, a $10,000 coaching program or to be somebody's real estate agent, that requires a conversation, right? That requires a relationship developed and a deep connection. Conversation is the key to all of this. If I'm getting to conversations, that's positive. You know, if I called, you know, 500 numbers and not a single one of them picked up, then that would be a negative experience. And I would probably go try to do something else that creates relationships with property owners who are my prime prospect.
I love it. And what did you say? Five people per day. That's what you're trying to do, right?
Well, I want to create 5 new friends a day.
Yes.
So I may have to actually talk to 10 people, maybe. Maybe I have to talk to 8 people. Maybe I have to talk to 12 people, maybe 6 people, maybe 5 people. Depends, mm-hmm. whatever. But at the end of the day, if I can have 5 really great conversations, really feel a deep connection and collect their data for, you know, continued nurturing, then that's gold.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we've talked, you know, mainly about calling, but I think that goes for any lead generation that you're doing, right? So it doesn't really matter whether you're buying leads or you're door knocking or you're doing open houses or whatever. Mm-hmm. You're still like Ricky's, you know, saying you've got to get that personal connection, that high ticket, you know, one-to-one connection. And however you're doing that, you've got to get those friends and you've got to get them knowing that you're in real estate, and calling is definitely, you know, one way to do it. Do you ever advocate door knocking or any other strategies?
Every strategy.
Okay.
I advocate every strategy. A lot of agents say, oh, you know, I'm kind of scared of the phone. I'm really good face to face. Cool. Go door knock 1,000 doors this
yep.
month, right? I don't like calls. I don't want to door knock. You know, I like social media. Good. Go crush social media, right? Go make a ton of videos and write a bunch of great copy and run some ads. Go knock yourself out. I don't want to do any of that. I just want to sit around and wait on leads to come in, right? Okay, good. Go buy Zillow leads. Go get Opsity leads and Realtor.com and, you know, Ylopo and all these other lead generating platforms, right? I don't care how you do it. My thing is the communication on the back end. Once we get the lead, how are we communicating with them for the, right? Because the goal is lifetime client.
Mm.
All right. We're building a career. Okay. This is career building for me. You know, how 2023 plays out, whatever. I'm more interested in what your 30-year career looks like. Well, I don't want to work for 30 years. If you focus on 30 years and that's your strategy, is to create lifetime relationships with your clients, you're financially free in 3 to 5 years.
Yep.
Right. And you have options, you have choices. So I'm more concerned with career building than, you know, our yearly goals. But the cool thing is through that mentality of communicating with your prospects, you close so many deals, you know, this year, right? For me, everybody thinks I'm a cold caller. No, I'm a communicator. I don't care how you get leads. I just want to teach you how to communicate with them properly, nurture them in a way that builds your brand to the point that you're the largest agent in your market.
Yeah. And I think there can sometimes be a misconception that if I get a Zillow lead, then that process is different. And what you're saying, what I know to be true is it's not. It's still somebody filling out a form. Yeah, that's great. But you still have to do all of the rest of the work.
It's the same humans, man. It's humans in your market, right? So in 2021, agents bought 200 million leads. Okay. There were 6 million transactions. Okay. Do we see anything wrong with that? You know, yeah, the leads can be nurtured. Maybe they bought the year after. Maybe they bought the year after that. That's awesome, right? Use that to create the relationships. It's the same people, right? The same people that you're getting Facebook leads from or Zillow leads from are just property owners in your market. You could have called for one penny, right? And what I tell some agents is go and get a list of all the property owners' phone numbers. And if you need to pretend in your mind and tell yourself these are Zillow leads to call them, do it.
Absolutely. No, I love it. I mean, more than anything else, like all of the stuff that you shared so far is all kind of just mindset type of things that I guess most people don't really do. I mean, a lot of people look at it, like you said, how's your 2023 going to be, instead of looking at the long term. And I think when you look at things from the lens of the long term perspective, it changes what your behavior will be. Rather than saying like, hey, I got to sell 6 houses this quarter, if you say, hey, I got to sell 600 houses in 10 years, that's different. Right? Because you would literally take a different approach to the conversations that you have and what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. talk a little bit about your group and your free coaching and stuff like that, because I know, you know, you share all this stuff, but there could be people in the audience who don't know about it.
Yeah. So it's zerotodiamond.com. There's tons of free courses. There's like 8 free courses, a 60-day challenge, scripts, video tutorials, videos of me calling prospects live, the whole 9 yards. It's also a social media platform, right? So it's also an app. You can actually just search Zero to Diamond in the App Store and just download it. Create your profile. There's a news feed. You can DM people. It's a social media platform. There's 25 or so thousand agents there now and growing. So that's there. I answer all my Instagram messages. So that's a good place to get me. I post 4 to 6 times a day on Instagram. There's a lot of content there. I post every day on YouTube as well. I travel 3 times a month and speak. I wrote 2 books. So I'm just busy trying to just continue to build some legacy here. You know what I mean? Like I talk about agents building their career. I'm out here, you know, trying to build my career. So it kind of goes along with what we were saying. You know, it's like, you know, when you talk to prospects, don't care if they buy or sell, right? And then with my coaching business, when I'm talking to agents, I'm not trying to sell them anything.
Yeah,
it's the same concept, right? And when you see the paid coaches, when you talk to them and they try to high ticket sell you, right, with their sales tactics, handling objections, right, it's the same thing. You know, I run my real estate business the same way I teach agents to run, you know, their real estate business on the coaching side. The paid coaches are going to get you handle objections and then get you in the coaching program and then teach you how to sell your clients handling objections.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So is there a specific vision for Zero to Diamond going into the future?
I mean, it's a $1 billion brand in the future. I'm just continuing to build the name. I'm expanding into different audiences. Now I'm speaking on a lot bigger stages. So that'll continue to grow. I'll get in front of more and more people. You know, 5 years from now looks crazy, honestly.
I love all the stuff. I mean, I'm in the group every day and just seeing what you're posting, what other people are posting, encouraging each other, you know, just sharing, you know, a lot of great information. And you also have a podcast, is that right?
Yeah, Zero to Diamond podcast. Yeah, there's 1,000 episodes.
Yeah, so I mean, I think it seems like it's as simple as finding you on Instagram, putting in Zero to Diamond to anything, and you probably can find it, right?
Yeah, put in Ricky Carruth or Zero to Diamond. You don't even have to type the whole thing. It'll pop up.
That's amazing. I want to thank you, you know, again for jumping on today. And again, from the perspective of being an investor, you know, I just look at everything that Ricky said in the same light, being an agent investor, going out there. If you want to have massive success as an agent investor, you've got to get into the living rooms of sellers. And everything that he talked about, having that long-term perspective, talking about, hey, making 5 friends a day is the way that you're going to get there. Until you have a marketing budget where you can spend money to generate leads, you've got to either do the door knocking or the cold calling or anything else that's more active. And I would encourage you to join his Facebook group because, like I said, there's a wealth of information in that group about specifics on how to do the day-to-day. But like Ricky alluded to, you know, a bunch of times, I mean, it's just a matter of getting up, putting the work in, putting those 3 hours a day or whatever you can do per day in, and you're going to end up getting the results. You're going to be able to generate those seller appointments that a certain percentage of them are going to turn into investment deals. And a lot of them are going to turn into listings. So it's kind of a win-win. So Ricky, I want to thank you, you know, for jumping on the podcast today. Obviously you're super busy and you know, your time's valuable. So thank you for sharing with our audience.
My pleasure, man. It was a lot of fun.
All right, guys, we'll be back again with another episode of the Agent Investor Podcast. And if you're already not in our Facebook group, and you're listening, make sure to go to www.agentinvestor.com. Just like Ricky, we have a Facebook group. We've got about 11,000 members in our Facebook group, specifically teaching on a weekly basis how to achieve financial freedom through investing in real estate as an agent. Again, that's www.agentinvestor.com. Thanks again for listening to the Agent Investor Podcast. And especially thank you for sharing the show with other agents and reviewing the show on iTunes. Every time you share the show and leave a review, you are potentially changing someone's life. to get free weekly education, strategies, and to connect with other agent investors across the country, join our free Facebook group at agentinvestor.com. Again, that's agentinvestor.com.